This is the Help My Website Sucks podcast, your bite-sized guide to web design. I'm Amy Gumbrell, a freelance WordPress web designer. And when I'm not building utterly functional and beautiful websites, I love talking about them. In fact, I'm on a mission to make websites next level easy and to make sure that your website doesn't suck. Today, I'm talking about the blog page, which adds a touch of magic to websites far and wide. It instantly brings it to life with fresh and ever-changing content. In fact, if you don't currently have a blog on your website, or have perhaps wondered if it was worth it, well, this episode is especially for you. Scott and Charlene would be proud. Firstly, though, let's start with an interesting fact. The word blog was not actually a real word until just under 30 years ago. It's two words smushed together, because when you create a blog, you're essentially keeping a log on the web. Switch the words around to weblog and then smoosh, you've got yourself a blog. So what is it? Good question. Fundamentally, a blog is an online journal. It's a place for individuals and businesses to write down their thoughts, opinions, and anything else they so wish to share. According to the EarthWeb website blog, the irony of finding out stats about blogs from a blog isn't lost on me. There are currently over 600 million blogs on the internet as of July 2022, with 6 million blog posts published every single day. I mean, when blogs began back in around 94, it was seen to be a much more personal pursuit, but now it looks like things have changed quite considerably. A blog is now more of a marketing tool for businesses, and when you get it right, you get more of your target audience buying into your business. Now, disclaimer alert, everyone, I'm not saying that you're going to get rich writing a blog and that having one on your website will bring in all that money, but it has been known. So why have a blog on your business website? Number one, get visitors to your website. So your audience wants to know that you know your onions. And your blog will prove that you do in fact know your alliums from your brassicas. They really want to know how to solve their problem, and your blog could well be the answer. It will give them the advice and reassurance that they were looking for when searching for the exact service or product that you and your business provides. For example, I wrote a blog post on my website quite a while ago now, but it was about the top three WordPress positives. And I shared the link to it within an online networking community. Now, more than one of those members of that community clicked on the link and arrived at my website to read the post. The content, you see, that I'd created was attractive to those particular business owners. And in that instance, it actually resulted in one of those business owners referring me onto one of their friends about a website project. And that was such a fantastic outcome. Really, really chuffed about that. And all because it started with a blog. Number two, why have a blog on your business website? SEO, search engine optimization. We're back to that. So have you ever gone to a website and thought, ooh, this is a tad out of date? Do you A, immediately buy a product from that website, or do you B, run for the hills? Well, you're probably going to choose option B, and so will your potential customers. Google does not put websites high up in their rankings that are outdated. And so a website that offers fresh and relevant content signals to those Google bots, and other bots are available, that the website is alive and it's going to be useful to Google users. You probably won't update your homepage or other parts of your website very often, so adding a blog offers a practical way to add new content on a regular basis. Another way that it can improve your SEO is that the very nature of a blog post is that it's longer form. It lends itself to people staying in your website simply because it's going to take them longer to read it, so they're going to stay longer. Now, Google doesn't actually say that they use that metric, the metric of how long a user stays on your website, to decide how to rank your website, but you can bet your bottom dollar that if people are viewing your content, it proves that your website's relevant and therefore worth pushing it up the rankings on Google. So now you know that having a blog is quite useful. What sort of things should you actually write about? That is the million-dollar question. If you type that exact question into Google, you are bombarded with other businesses and other blog writers and their blog posts offering advice on what to write. It might be the top 10 ideas to blog about or best 100 ideas for your next blog. Have a browse through these and you'll soon see lots of similar advice being given. Ultimately, you can write what you like, but I would highly recommend creating a plan. Perhaps thinking about different topics that you'd like to write about and when. For example, you could write a monthly blog post with all the month's business news from your industry. Or every other week, you may decide to take a frequently asked question from your website and expand on it in more detail in a post. Perhaps you could write a response to something that's happened in the news that directly relates to your industry or business niche. So if I was writing a response to something in the news, there might have been something about a new website platform taking the web design world by storm. Some might want to write about it because people want to know what you as an expert in that field thinks. And so you could add a new angle to the issue or event through your post. Now, my absolute favorite reason and the final reason I'm going to talk about today for having a blog is that you are creating content that you can reuse again and again and again. This is something that's called evergreen content. For obvious reasons. Of course, not every topic will be relevant a few months down the line, but most of it will be something that you can share regularly or again. For example, you can link to it from your social media accounts, share it on podcast appearances. Like me, direct people to your blog if you're part of an online community, as people often ask questions about the very topic you wrote a blog post about. I think this is just such a lovely way of connecting with people without being salesy, without being pushy. You're actually giving them something back. You're giving them some value and they might learn something. So, should you or shouldn't you have a blog? Well, as R. Graham once said, the decision is yours. For many, having a blog fits neatly into their business model and works for them and their business, whereas for others, they have zero inclination to have a blog and their businesses do absolutely fine. However, if you want a blog but feel you can't commit to the writing and updating of it, it's always best to find someone who can. Now, I'm more than happy to point you in the direction of the lovely freelancer community I'm so grateful to be a part of. I, of course, may be super biased, but there are copywriters and blog writers and VAs and EAs and others out there who would be perfect to help you get your blog up and running. It may just be the very thing your current website and business has been waiting for. If you're hearing this message, you've reached the end of another Help My Website Sucks podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And if you need help with your website, get in touch at twocowsweb.co.uk. And until next time, bye-bye for now.